7, Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Congratulations to Jody Brown for winning our Nickelback tickets this morning. Congratulations.
Nice work.
Jody, another chance tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right now, though. I need your advice on something. Something went down in the complex I live in last night where damage was done to this fence. It's a wooden fence that separates the alley from the rest of the complex. And I'm pretty sure I know who did it. But now I have a landlord, and here's my problem. I don't know if I should be the tattletale and tell the landlord or just keep it to myself and let them just pay for the damages and not even worry about it. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah. I mean, is it bad enough where the landlord's going to see it?
Yes.
He needs to know who
it's
the
really
person
bad.
Is?
And I'm pretty sure what happened was somebody backed into – I know that's for a fact that's what happened. Somebody backed into, like, this fence that divides the alley from the rest of the complex.
Are they going, like, 40 miles an hour or something?
I don't know. I'm just saying – it was going down on a Tuesday for whoever was driving that pickup truck
that
last night.
My
complex.
Is there really that much to gain, though, if you tattle? There's a lot to lose, like your dignity, your self-respect,
your man card,
your life.
That's the one I'm most serious about, because we all know Welcome to My Hood is the area that I live in town.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, you know, be causing any trouble where I live. But I don't know. I don't want to be a tattletale either. But at the same time, I'm like, this person, I'm pretty sure this is the second freaking time this person has backed into this fence. And this time.
And they live there, right? It's not like a visitor?
Yeah, they live there. There's all this damage was done. Like, half the fence is now missing. And I'm like, this is not right. This guy should go to complex prison. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my. I like that you're like the crusader for good. You're like you're like the neighborhood watch, but it's only you. Like Kyle's looking outside his window like, where are these criminals at? I will catch them. I will find them, and I will tell on you.
What do you say, Brent? I know you're completely against this idea of me telling. Go ahead.
Just
get it off your chest.
You're stuck in Halloween mode. You're still trying to be super Kyle. I can fight against everything. I'm looking out for everybody's best interest. How about you just stay in bed, come to work, go home, watch Netflix, play with Bentley, and then go to bed again.
Oh my god, that was pretty good, Ryan.
Oh,
I should mind my own business. Good morning, Cassie. Should I be a tattletale or just mind my own damn business?
Oh, I would tell, totally.
You think I should be a tattletale?
There's no such thing.
Why do you think I should tell on him?
Well, because maybe you could have damage to your stuff next. Who knows?
Cassie, that's a really good point you make. I still need more calls on this. You listening right now need to be the jury of what I should do next. Do I be the complex tattletale where I live, or should I just let it slide? Brian is rolling his eyes at me right now.
I think it's hilarious.
Your verdict, 239-1029. It's Maroon 5, This Love on Radio 99.9.